You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Fake news, alternative facts, travel bans, reports of Russian connections, the daily deluge of political news from Washington can be overwhelming. And for many people, it's taking a toll. Mental health professionals across California report a stream of patients coming in with anxiety and depression related to the new administration. From Kaiser Health News, Jenny Gold has that story.
Wally Finkston in San Mateo says he's been feeling pretty awful since President Donald Trump was elected.
Primarily angry, a little depressed. It's been stressful. It's definitely not something I'm used to.
Finkston, who's 35, says he's not a Democrat or a Republican. He voted for George W. Bush, but also Barack Obama. He's also a news junkie. But these days, he starts feeling a sense of dread first thing in the morning.
You lay in bed right before you get up and take a shower. You read like a couple articles or something like that, and then you kind of get along with your day. And it has a great way of waking you up on the wrong side of the bed.
Even just going on Facebook makes his heart beat faster.
I have high blood pressure. I mean, that's just a medical condition. I have hypertension. And I could tell this was not a good thing. You know, like this was not helping me.
Finkston has a busy career as a recruiter. He decided to shut down his Facebook page, but not knowing what was going on made him anxious.
I kind of cheated a bit. My dog has a Facebook account too that I ended up using just to kind of see what was going on with friends and that kind of stuff.
Politics-induced anxiety is so common, it's been given an unofficial name: post-election stress disorder. Nearly three-quarters of Democrats report that the outcome of the presidential election is a significant source of stress for them, according to a survey from the American Psychological Association. Michi Fu is a psychologist outside of Los Angeles.
I have clients on both sides of the aisle that claim distress, either feeling ostracized, not being able to lament or celebrate the election results.
She says her Democratic patients especially are coming to the office feeling hopeless and angry.
The sense of hopelessness can lead to what some people would consider symptoms of depression, and that would be things like disturbed sleep, maybe a change in appetite, maybe it'll lead to some social withdrawals.
And some Republicans are upset too. In the same APA survey, a quarter of Republicans reported that the election is a major stressor.
They feel misunderstood. They feel like they're being labeled as racist and bigots.
But many Republicans feel relieved, if not uplifted, by the new president's flurry of executive orders and appointments. Kenneth Liu is active in the San Francisco Republican Party.
I don't know why a lot of people are so stressed or so excitable over a candidate who's pretty much doing what they said they were going to do.
Liu, who's 39, says he's actually been feeling less anxious since Trump took office.
I've been able to take a nice deep breath and relax a little bit, knowing that we now have people on the federal side who are going to bat for us and for our viewpoints where we've been silenced for the last 8 years.
For those who are struggling with post-election anxiety, psychologists recommend limiting the time you spend tracking the news on social media or cable TV. Instead, volunteer for a cause, call a friend, take a walk, read a book.
Derby, sit. Sit. Derby.
For Wally Finkston, speak. His dog, Derby, is the speak. Best stress relief.
Speak. Derby. That's a buff. Derby. Speak.
He says sometimes a few kisses from his dog are all he needs. For Cross Currents, I'm Jenny Gold.